Black women are more likely to have complications or even die during pregnancy, and black women in Monroe County are at even greater risk. But as WXXI's Raquel Stephen reports, lawmakers and advocates are pushing for legislation to protect them.
Just days after delivering her daughter at Highland Hospital, Tashae Brown Sanders was in so much pain that she had to go back.
I told the doctor, like, I'm in pain. And he's like, oh, you just had a baby. I'm like, no, something's wrong.
Emergency room doctors found her blood pressure was skyrocketing. Moments later, she flatlined.
Because it came to with the doctor, like, smacking me on the face. And I'm like, what is going on here? The nurse was on the other side of me crying. Like, I thought I lost you. I thought I lost you.
Sanders was suffering from postpartum preeclampsia, a potentially fatal condition that African-American women are more at risk for getting, according to the National Institutes of Health. But she says her trouble started in her third trimester. She was getting prenatal care at a public health clinic, and she says she had a hard time getting the care she needed.
I would be sleeping and I couldn't breathe. Like, I would try to go to sleep and it was like my ear would be cut off. And I would tell my doctor about it and she's like, oh, you're fine.
Life-threatening delivery complications and maternal illnesses are 51% more frequent among black women than white women. And here in Monroe County, the maternal mortality rate is 45% higher than the national average. Tracy Weber sees this issue firsthand. She's a registered nurse and the only black midwife at University of Rochester Medical Center. Weber says the black maternal experience in America is a result of historical mistreatment.
Throughout medical and nursing education, people just seem to think that black women are just higher risk by virtue of being black. No, we're at higher risk of these issues by virtue of being or seeking healthcare in a system that does not serve us.
Weber says for centuries, black women endured trauma like forced pregnancies and experimental gynecological procedures. This didn't just affect the women getting treatment, but the healthcare system as a whole.
You know, it becomes learned behavior, and then there's a framework that gets built upon that throughout history on a subconscious level that healthcare providers believe that maybe black women don't feel pain the same way that other women do.
Weber says one of the ways to ensure black pregnant women receive the medical and emotional support they need is by training more black doulas.
And these are people who get to know pregnant women and their families and advocate for them, show up for them prenatally, show up for them in labor, and then, you know, continue caring for them and loving on them after they have their babies, after they go home from the hospital.
It's a service that Shai Davidson is now taking full advantage of.
Because I've tried to do it on my own and it didn't work out.
Davidson has experienced two miscarriages, an ectopic pregnancy, and the premature birth of her son 3 years ago.
27 weeks, I went to the hospital. I asked them if they could do an exam on me because I was feeling like a lot of pain. They told me it was gas. Sent me home, told me I was fine, did the cervical exam. But the next day, my son dropped. I felt him drop.
Davidson's baby was ultimately delivered 10 weeks early. Despite his premature arrival, her son is doing well. Today, Davidson is pregnant again, and she's hoping for a less challenging experience this time. That's why she hired a black doula.
You know, I can count on her. I know that when it's time, she's going to be right in the room. She's going to be speaking for me, and, you know, it makes me feel secure.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and State Attorney General Letitia James are pushing for more pregnant women to have access to that kind of care.
We care about it. It's getting a lot of support. I'm fighting hard to get it done.
Their plan is called the Black Maternal Health Momnibus Act of 2021. And it includes increasing Medicaid benefits to cover doulas and midwives. It also addresses social and economic factors that contribute to black health. And Weber says work is being done within various community groups to address the issues that the bill highlights. But she says the only way to end this cycle of mistreatment is for moms, doctors, advocates, and legislators to join forces. Raquel Stephen, WXXI News.